Well, boys and girls, in this chapter that we have just read, you will notice here that in the vision, Jeremiah sees a man clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. Now, this is an unusual man, and I think it is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's dressed in linen, because our Lord Jesus Christ is a priest. And he's also a prophet. Because you notice what it says there, what he has by his side? An inkhorn. We're not just sure what this looked like. But obviously it was a writing equipment. Maybe a wee horn of ink. And a nib, a pen, a quill of some sort in it. A writer's tool. And the Lord Jesus Christ, as the prophet, is a writer. The Lord Jesus writes. He has given us, for example, the Bible, the Word of God. The great prophet has given to us the Scriptures, and the Bible is a text. It's something that is written, and it's been written by the pen of inspiration. And you have your Bible because the Lord Jesus Christ has an inkhorn by his side. But he keeps many books. The Bible says that the books were opened at the end of the world because the Lord Jesus Christ has been writing much, writing all the time for the books at the end of the world. And one of the books is a very special book to him. It is the Lamb's Book of Life. And he writes down the names of all his people, of all his children that he loved and that he died for. So the Lamb's Book of Life. And then he writes his word on our hearts, because the Bible says that we have stony hearts, but whenever a man is born again, his heart is changed, and he has a heart upon which the Lord is able to write. And he writes with this ink pen upon our hearts. He writes his word upon our hearts. And then he writes his people on his hand. You know, sometimes we write on our hand so we don't forget things. And there's one thing the Lord Jesus doesn't want to forget. It's his people. And so they are engraved on the palms of his hands. They're continually on the walls that are round about him, for he's written their names everywhere. He has written their names and recorded them, because he doesn't want to forget them. And then he writes his mark on his people. He seals them with the Holy Spirit of promise, and he puts a mark on them with this powerful inkhorn, so that they are always identified and shall never be destroyed by the judgment of God. So isn't it important that you know the Lord Jesus? That you're trusting in him? That you're believing in him and loving him and following him? And that you are experiencing his mighty inkhorn in your heart and in your life. Let us pray.